Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Our top story this week has been novel coronavirus, or COVID-19. So today we'll start off with that. With me is KALW's Angela Johnston with the latest news from the Bay Area. First, Angela, what's the latest on the numbers and just the overall picture?
Well, that number is constantly changing, and it varies county by county. I'm actually not sure if there's a Bay Area coronavirus count, but as of right now, there are 14 confirmed cases in San Francisco. Santa Clara County has 45. Mm-hmm. I got a press release from Alameda County today, and they now have 3 confirmed cases of COVID-19. But remember, these numbers are constantly changing.
Right.
The big news out of the Bay Area today is that San Francisco just banned large gatherings in the city. That's 1,000 people or more, and apparently includes things like Warriors games. Mm. Symphony was already canceled. Things like that were already canceled.
Right.
Santa Clara County already had the same ban in effect a few days before.
Okay. And there was also an announcement today at City Hall. Mayor London Breed had a press conference with the San Francisco Unified School District Administration. What did they say?
They said they are keeping schools open. We sent reporter Joshua Sirodiak down to City Hall to the press conference.
We know that childcare could end up being a challenge for parents. We also know that sometimes this is the only place where many of our kids have access to meals and facilities and other places where they can even wash their hands. We have to think about, you know, the impacts on young people. And so I fully support that decision, along with the most recent decision that we made here in San Francisco to cancel all major events that exist in the city with over 1,000 attendees.
One of the reasons they decided to keep schools open is because they say schools are an essential service, mm-hmm. and there are many community benefits besides just going to class and learning. Like, some kids get free school lunch at school.
Right. What breakfast.
Right. Or what about the parents who can't get the day off to stay home with their kids? Plus, SFUSD said children haven't been shown to be a high-risk group for serious illness.
Right.
But they are canceling all assemblies, field trips, sports games, and concerts. And if a parent decides to keep their kid home, those absences will be excused. Mm-hmm. In the long term, they also announced that they'll be exploring ways to implement online distance learning if, say, school does need to be shut down.
Uh-huh.
But their one concern about that is that not all children have access to the internet or a computer.
Right. Yeah, my kids are still in school over in the East Bay, but I also heard the San Francisco Diocese has shut down 90 schools in San Francisco, San Mateo, and Marin counties. But Angela, let's go on to the healthcare scene. So hospitals, what are they doing? I know UCSF has a big tent outside for triage.
Yeah, UCSF and also Stanford. I actually went to the doctor's office this morning at Stanford, and my doctor told me that Stanford Hospital has developed its own test for COVID-19 and is using that in-house to test patients that come in exhibiting symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
It can quickly identify patients with the disease in as little as 12 hours. The CDC tests, those test kits that everybody's talking about,
yeah.
can take up to a few days to get final results. This Stanford test isn't being offered to everyone that comes into the hospital, but it's something.
Mm-hmm. And Angela, I heard nurses around the Bay Area are protesting. What's that about?
Yeah, nurses across the state are holding what they're calling a National Day of Action today. They say they're worried about their employers, hospitals and doctors' offices. They're worried about the way they're handling this.
Mm-hmm.
They are demanding better screening policies, isolation policies. They claim that, quote, facilities have failed to provide adequate personal protective equipment to nurses working with COVID-19 patients, and that some facilities are telling them to continue to work while asymptomatic, even though they've been exposed to the virus and might be contagious.
Okay. Well, thank you, Angela.
Thanks.
Angela Johnston is KALW's deputy news director, and we'll have updates on coronavirus all this week on Cross Currents, so stay tuned.